A company named Bored Cow is marketing an animal-free dairy milk, and the National Milk Producers Federation isn't happy about it. Clay Detlefson, Senior Vice President and Staff Counsel with NMPF, says the organization wrote a letter to the Food and Drug Administration about the fake milk product.
Well, National Milk has been at odds with the Food and Drug Administration for literally four decades over FDA's lack of enforcement of labeling requirements. In particular, we've been fighting with FDA for their not enforcing the standards of identity for dairy. And we actually saw an announcement that Sprouts Market was going to be carrying Bored Cow in its grocery stores. And we see that what they're doing is taking one whey protein that's synthetically made by precision fermentation, concocting that with a myriad of other food ingredients, which are pretty disgusting sounding in many cases, and calling the product dairy milk.
He says FDA needs to knock off this nonsense and nip this in the bud. Milk cannot be created in a lab.
Milk has got 13 essential nutrients. It's got 400 different fatty acids. It's got two categories of proteins, casein and whey, numerous micronutrients, and it's an incredibly complex matrix that delivers an enormous nutritional package for consumers. And you cannot replicate that in a laboratory or elsewhere. I mean, milk is milk. It's natural and it's good for you. And you can't duplicate that in a lab.
The lab-based milk situation is similar to the plant-based milks.
It's the same in that people are taking liberties with existing rules and regulations and largely ignoring them and doing whatever they want. Sloppy marketing, if you will. Lazy marketing. It's different in this case because whereas the plant-based people were trying to distinguish themselves from dairy milk, these synthetic people are trying to say that they are in fact dairy milk, which, as I told you before, couldn't be further from the truth.
Detlefson talks about what steps National Milk wants the FDA to take.
Enforce its rules and regulations, send a clear message to the plant-based folks and the synthetic-based folks that the rules are on the books. They, like everyone else, have to follow them. If they don't like them, then they can petition the government to have them changed. But until they're changed, everybody needs to abide by these rules and regulations.
He says they're optimistic the FDA will take a look into the issue that NMPF identified in their complaint. Again, that's Clay Detlefson of the National Milk Producers Federation. Chad Smith reporting.